Six Music.
BBC Radio.
Six Music.
Bottom, tussock wood and windy brake, gabled lodges, tile-hung churches, catch the lights of our Lagonda as we drive to Wendy's party, lemon curd and Christmas cake. Rich the makes of motor whirring, past the pine plantation purring, come up Hupmobile Delage, short the way or chauffeurs travel, crunching over private gravel, each from out his warm garage. Oh, but Wendy, when the carpet yielded to my indoor pumps, there you stood, your gold hair streaming, handsome in the hall light gleaming. There you looked, and there you led me off into the game of clumps. Then the new Victrola playing, and your funny uncle saying, choose your partners for a foxtrot, dance until it's 2:00. Come on, young'uns, foot it featly. Was it chance that paired us neatly? I who loved you so completely, you who pressed me closely to you, hard against your party frock. Meet me when you've finished eating. So we met, and no one found us. Oh, that dark and furry cupboard, while the rest played hide and seek, holding hands, our two hearts beating in the bedroom silence round us, holding hands and hardly hearing sudden footstep, thud and shriek. Wendy, Wendy's missing. Love so pure it had to end. Love so strong that I was frightened when you gripped my fingers tight and hugging whispered, I'm your friend. Goodbye, Wendy. Send the fairies, pinewood elf and larch tree gnome. Spingle spangled stars are peeping at the lush Lagonda creeping down the winding ways of tarmac to the leaded lights of home. There among the silver birches, all the bells of all the churches sounded in the Bath waste, running out into the frosty air. Wendy speeded my undressing, Wendy's the sheets caressing, Wendy bending gives a blessing, holds me as I drift to dreamland, safe inside my slumberware.
Hello there, you're listening to Guy Garvey's Finest Hour. However, the maestro himself is not here. I'm Jimmy Goodwin from Dove, standing in for Guy. Could this be my finest hour? No, because that was in 1981 at Chester Zoo on a school trip when a male silverback gorilla threw its excrement at me and left an imprint on my shirt and a bruise underneath. Anyway, that's another story. On the show tonight, I get to play some Ace tunes, and I'll be chatting to a good pal of mine, Kerry Levy, about a fantastic project we've been working on together. I opened with a mad collage of former poet laureate Sir John Betjeman from Jeff Barrett's Caught by the River Nature Disco, Part 2. Then it's Not Meant to Be by Tame Impala. Next up, Dr. No's Oxperiment, and then a little something I discovered recently. This. Alcoa, that is mega, man. Hammer time. Okay, next up is a... Well, this is like the Black Sabbath. This is a band called Amanaz from... golly, oh God, where are they from again? Oh, I'll come back to that. But Zaire, maybe, in the 70s. Fantastic, sort of like, you know, African heavy metal, really. This is History of Man by Amanaz. We'll
something new about the history of the man. He's got nothing to lose. Though he's got something better, he stands up between nothing and better. Oh, it's the history of the man. Stands out to lose. Oh, one is lost, he is human. It's the history of the man.
How good is that, eh? Amanaz, History of Man. Fantastic tune. Yeah, you're listening to Six Music. It's Guy's finest hour. I don't know where he is this week, International Man of Niceness. How long is it before he gets 90 Day, that cat? I don't know. I can see him. I've got a vision of him on like a hello picture on the steps of somewhere with like top hat and tails, his arm outstretched in surprise, a sort of typical Daily Mail shot or something. He's going to hate me for any all of this, isn't he? Sorry, Guy. No, you're the Don. Thanks for letting me come in and play some tracks. This is next up is Alison Krauss and her band Union Station. She's not singing on this one. This is called Dust Bowl Children. Where is it? You have to bear with me, you cats.
My father's name was a Hannibal, Mama was a Hannah Mariah. Everything we own got all burned up in the Great Depression fire. Strip mines, one crop farming, drained the green earth dry. We lost it all, only love was left, and that was one thing money can't buy. We're all Dust Bowl children. Growing fields. in California. There was work of every kind. Well, the only job I ever got out there was waiting on a welfare line. Once I had a dollar, once I had a dream, but now all the work is being done by a big old machine. We're all Dust Bowl children. Growing fields are gone.
BBC Six Music.
Hello, I'm Lauren Laverne, coming to you from the Six Music turret of the Big British Castle. What we're doing is trying to brighten your day through the medium of song. There's not going to be anything too complicated. It's lovely to be in your ears. How are they today? Lauren Laverne. Bursting in and making violent radio love.
Oh dear. Weekday mornings from 10.
I would love it if you could join me.
BBC Six Music.
Oh!
That was Skip Spence there with All My Life I Love You. Fantastic artist. Alexander Skip Spence used to be in a band called Moby Grape and then went solo. A lot of musicians talk about his solo album, Or, you know, with sheer awe, because it was just, hey, did you see what I did then? AWE, and then his album's called OA. Anyway, right. Yes, what have I been up to? I've just been writing a little at home and eating loads of midget gems. That's my new thing. And reading loads of Scandinavian crime fiction. What else? Don't know, really. Been up to some crazy stuff with my pal, Kerry, more of which you'll be hearing about later. Next up is a tune from the amazing Stones Throw Records label in LA, the best hip-hop label in the world, quite possibly. Well, definitely. This is Guilty Simpson with Man's World.
This is a man's world.
All I ever did was love you, man. All I ever wanted you to do was love me. Come on.
This is a man's world.
I'm a part of you. That's what my old man told me. In the living room, listening to the oldies. Playing dominoes, drinking shots of Stolies. With his friends, we refer to them as homies. Drug dealers and addicts, some parolees. Pimps and Mac, Superflies and Goldies. I remember everything them cats showed me. How to kick it with the females and roll weed. It seems Pop took more time to scold me. I figured that was his little way to control me. Through hard times, he never did console me. Instead, he eyeballed and spoke coldly. I was your son, but you didn't really know me. I lived life pretending things was rosy. Standing firm on the concrete below me. A part of you, old dude, lo and behold me. Everything is yours, this is a man's world. Now get your ass off the phone with them damn girls. Chasing us, the downfall of the damn squirrel. Get your head in them books, man. Stand up straight and look in my eye. I'm hard on you cause I love you and that's no lie. I'm sorry about the bruise on your face, understand? You're still my son, I'm still your old man. I don't really understand everything I do, so please help me out, I'm like you, part two. My old dude was something to see. My only idol, everything I wanted to be. All I wanna know is what you wanted from me. I did more right than wrong, and that's the reason I write this song. It's therapy for my mind while I light the bomb. Shit hurts, but I feel like life goes on. Be a man, suck it up. By 15, I'm ducking left hooks and uppercuts. I fought back in many ways, it made me toughen up. But surely it's the reason it's limited love with us. It's something I won't get past soon. That's real proof that time don't heal all wounds. But still I learned a lot, you see. When I have a son, now I know how not to be. Everything is yours, this a man's world. Now get your ass off the phone with them damn girls. Chasing us the downfall of the damn squirrel. Get your head in them books, man. Stand up straight and look in my eye. I'm hard on you cause I love you and that's no lie. I'm sorry about the bruise on your face, understand? You're still my son, I'm still your old man.
Yes, I. Who says drum solos are rubbish? Brilliant stuff. That is a Spiro from Bite Hard, the music from the DeWolf studio. I think it's like a 70s compilation of all those guys who used to just make crazy, funky broadcast music back in the day. I sound like Huey then, didn't I? Back in the day. Hey, I'm getting used to this crazy radio caper. Not. Okay, next up is a Big Dubs favourite from the Girl on the Motorcycle film. This is a Daniel, lovely theme from that, so check it out.
Quero ir, minha gente, eu não não sou daqui. Eu não tenho nada. Quero ver Irene rir. Quero ver Irene dar sua risada. Eu quero ir, minha gente. Eu não sou daqui. Eu não tenho nada, nada. Quero ver Irene rir. Quero ver Irene dar sua risada. Irene, 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 Irene. Quero ver Irene dar sua risada. Eu quero ir, minha gente. Eu não sou daqui. Eu não tenho nada. Eu quero ir, minha gente. Eu não sou daqui. Eu não tenho nada, nada, nada. Quero ver Irene. Quero ver Irene dar sua risada.
Oh, they sound like they're having so much fun making that record. Caetano Veloso from Brazil. Yeah, what can I tell you? Oh, golly. Yeah, Michelle has asked me to keep reminding you who I am. And I'm Jimmy Goodwin. I'm an individual. I do also play in a band called Doves from time to time. But I am an individual human being, man. Okay. All right, this next track is by Deerhoof. It's called The Magnificent. This Magnificent Bird Will Rise.
The trumpet scatters its awful sound over the graves of all lands, summoning all before the throne. Death and mankind shall be stunned when nature arises to give account before the judge.
Fantastic Bibio there from his Oval and Emeralds EP from a couple of years ago. Yeah, Guy Garvey's Finest Hour with me, Jamie Francis Alexander Ignatius Aloysius Goodwin. Right, I opened the show with the excellent Nature Disco from Jeff Barrett. Jeff's our label boss. That's from Heavenly Records. That makes him sound a bit like an ugly arc. Makes him sound quite grand. You know, he's a fantastic cat, but he's not an ugly arc. Anyway, not you know, when he sells the likes of us. Anyway, so, funnily enough, big up to Rofi, our manager. This inspired Dave to do his own sort of collage. And have a listen to see what you think of this. This is King Tubby's Minefield with Richard Burton doing Under Milk Wood over the top. It's fantastic.
To begin at the beginning. It is spring, moonless night in the small town, starless and Bible black. The cobbled streets silent and the hunched quarters and rabbit's wood limping invisible down to the slow black, fishing boat bobbing sea. The houses are blind as moles, though moles see fine tonight in the snouting bells of dingles, or blind as Captain Cat, there in the muffled middle by the pump and the town clock, the shops in mourning, the welfare hall in widow's weeds, and all the people of the lulled and dumbfound town are sleeping now. Hush, the babies are sleeping. The farmers, the fishers, the tradesmen and pensioners, cobbler, schoolteacher, postman and publican, the undertaker and the fancy woman, drunkard, dressmaker, preacher, policeman, the wet-foot cocker women and the tidy wives. Young girls lie bedded soft or glide in their dreams with rings and trousseau, brides mated by glowworms down the aisles of the organ playing wood. The boys are dreaming wicked, or of the bucking ranches of the night on the Jolly Rogered Sea, and the anthracite statues of the horses sleep in the fields, and the cows in the byres, and the dogs in the wet-nosed yards, and the cats nap in the slant corners, or lope sly, streaking and needling on the one cloud of the moon. You can hear the dew falling, and the hushed town breathing. only your eyes are unclosed to see the black unfolded town fast and slow asleep. And you alone can hear the invisible starfall, the darkest before dawn minutely dew-gray stir of the black, dab-filled sea, where the Arethusa, the Curlew, and the Skylark, Zanzibar, Rhiannon, the Rover, the Cormorant, and the Star of Wales, tilt and ride. Listen, it is night moving in the streets. The processional salt, slow musical wind in Coronation Street and Cockle Row. It is the grass growing on Haregib Hill. Dewfall, starfall, the sleep of birds in Milkwood. Listen, it is night in the chilled squat chapel. Hemming and bonnet and boots and bombers in black. Butterfly choker and bootlace bowl. Coughing like nanny goats, sucking mintos. 40 winking hallelujah. Night in the 4A, quiet as a domino. In Ockie Mittman's lofts like a mouse with gloves. In Dye Bread's bakery, flying like black flour. It is tonight in Donkey Street, trotting silent with seaweed on its hooves, along the cockled cobbles, past curtain, fern pot, text and trinket, harmonium, holy dresser, watercolours done by hand, china dog and rosy tin tea caddy. It is night, neddying among the snuggeries of babies. Look! It is night, dumbly, royally, winding through the coronation cherry trees, going through the graveyard of Bethesda with winds gloved and folded and dewed off, tumbling by the sailor's arms. Time passes. Listen. Time passes.
Six. Music. A million reasons to listen to Sean Keithley.
Great reasons to wake up with me.
Number 63. He's got common sense.
Miley Cyrus's young fans certainly got an eyeful of their idol as she performed in hot pants.
One giggoer said, "I put my hand over my daughter's eyes on a few occasions."
If you were anything like a responsible parent, you should have put your hands over her ears.
Number 5011. He's green-fingered.
Joanna Lumley above the face of National Love Your Lawn Week. To commemorate that, I am going to go home to etch Joanna Lumley's face into my back. Long.
Number 612,901. He's ambitious.
Is success going to ruin Six Music?
I predict that you're right, that we'll be great for another 3 or 4 years and then we'll get fat
and end up wearing jumpsuits.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
Weekday mornings from 7.
BBC Six Music.
Who needs a million reasons to listen?
coming up to the top of the hour. It's Six Music with me, Jamie Francis Aloysius Ignatius Goodwin. And no, anyway, enough of that voice. Yeah, the wonderful Duke Ellington. Oh, man, that's my dad's record from when I vividly remember really getting into that when I was about 8 or 9 years old. It's from the Ellington Suites. Absolutely amazing. A genius, really. I mean, you know, in such an inimitable piano style. Okay, next up is Min Ende Van by Dunyan, a wonderful Swedish band who I've been following for the last 6 to 7 years. They're incredible. This is from their last album, Skit I Alt.
Play a naysayer like an amplified bass player. never seen evil and absurd. Gather with the eagles who swerve to form herds. Butterflies made of iron ride the horizon, giving credence to the revival of Poseidon. Feeds in the clear water, you fear slaughter, but Lovecraft Earth appears the horror.
This is BBC Radio
6 Music.
Listening to 6 Music, Guy Garvey's Finest Hour with me, Jimmy, from the Divs. Jimmy and the Divs, Benny and the Jets. Jimmy Goodwin. Oh, this, you know what? I'm going to stick my neck out. That, I think, is my favourite song ever. Promised Land, Johnny Allen's version. Chuck Berry wrote it. I don't know, it's just too short. I just want to hear it. When it ends, I need to rewind. It's like, rewind. In fact, I'm going to play it again later if the BBC permits that kind of behaviour. Honestly, Johnny Allen, Promised Land, it's from the album Swamp Pop Legend, Johnny Allen. You know, it's got that Zydeco, that whole Zydeco accordion thing. Absolutely wonderful, really wonderful. Okay, next up is, oh golly, Gil Scott-Heron passed away on Saturday, you know. That was my birthday. I don't really celebrate, so why did I tell you? What does that say? You know, I'm not bothered about birthdays and that. It was my birthday on Saturday. But no, Jesus, you know, Gil Scott-Heron passed away on Saturday. How weird is that? You know, incredible guy. A friend of mine, Harry, used to drive for Gil on his European tours and just said he was everything you'd expect. Erudite, very clever, dead smart, fascinating, conversational stuff. He's just really, really interesting guy. You know, tragedy. His last album for XL, you know, with Richard Russell was great, and, you know, God knows what writings he's got at home, and anyway, sorely, sorely missed. God bless you, Gil. This is Home Is Where the Hatred Is.
Keep saying
Home is where the hatred is, Gil Scott-Heron. Yeah, sorry about the irreverent start to that, but yeah, you know, truly singular man, amazing writer. God bless you, Gil Scott-Heron. Okay, next is a bit of a hip-hop classic. This, it's called Loveliest Today by Eddie Harris. Fantastic. Eddie Harris, Loveliest Today. Now, I mentioned it's a hip-hop classic. I'll tell you for why, right? Gangstar, legendary producer, DJ Premier to me and you, that's an American thing. DJ Premier, basically, our genius is this. I'm going to cue it up again, right? Look at me getting all technical, it probably won't work now. Yeah, DJ Premier sampled the first bar of this and just made a track for Gangstar called Too Deep. So this is what he did. Right, he just looped that, and that to me is head nod personified. What a cat. DJ Premier. Okay, next up is I got this off Fionn Regan's site, a young Irish songwriter called Fionn Regan. He's giving it away on his website at the moment. It's called 100 Acres of Sycamore, and I figure it'll be off his I think this will be his third record that's coming. This is just lovely stuff, so you know, I advise you go and get it for Freeman's.
We'll go knuckle to knuckle and buckle against buckle. Your nostrils will flare as you push out the air. Rise up, brother. Rise up from the trappings of flesh and the holdings of skin. We'll steer the car towards the reservoir. Poison our senses as nightfall commences. Rise up, brother. Rise up from the monotony that is hemming you in. Tonight while you sleep, you'll be grinding your teeth with your head at the north and the south at your feet. Rise up, brother, rise up from the pack who are baying and drawing the blood. Ooh, is that how can you hear the door on 100 acres of sycamore? Oh, flash my hand past your eyes in the air, but it won't break you. Is there anyone there with the four black winds blowing through the ears of your mind? If he darkens your doorway, you come and tell me where he resides. Text me or bell me, rise up, sister. I'll make sure he never darkens your doorway again. Don't be a stranger to me anymore. I'll hold a lantern, put your heel on the shore. Rise up, sister. Rise up from the black ships that sail through the swan of your heart. Ooh, is that how can you hear the door on 100 acres of sycamore? Oh, flash my hand past your eyes in the air, but it won't break your stare. Anyone there with the four black winds blowing through the ears of mine? Those weasels in the weeds were waiting to jump us. One had a screwdriver and one had a cutlass. We counted the beats between thunder and lightning. 1,002, 1,003, it's coming in from the sea. Put your hand on my leg, kilometers in blue, miles in black. Lose my eyes in the bathroom, I'm wrestling east, west, place brass tack. Lip in the quarry, midnight rain, unravel. Let the four black winds be gone from the ease of her mind.
Think you know Don Letts.
I'm all dubbing reggae, right?
Think again.
I'm about respecting the past, embracing the future, but most of all, I'm about right now.
We have the drive and time on our hands.
Crossing time, space and genres, Culture Clash Radio is the most honest thing I've ever done, and I'll never play a tune I don't like. Freestyle, Saturday into Sunday, then your Sunday into Monday with Don Letts Culture Clash Radio from midnight on Six Music.
You think you know Don Letts?
Tune in, you might come close.
Right on, Don. He's a legend, isn't he? Fantastic. Top. Okay, I'm going to interview my pal. What am I on about? I'm going to chat to... Oh God, I freaked myself out then. I'm going to chat to my pal Kerry Levy after this next song, which I think is appropriate. It's called El Cant del Ocells, which means The Song of the Birds, by Maria del Mar Bonet. Creaky Creco. Beautiful, Maria del Mar Bonet with El Cant de Ocells. Hiya, Kerry.
All right, Jimmy.
Golly, what do we do now? We talk, don't we?
Yeah, we
just act natural.
That's it. And you'll do that cod cockney at me the whole time.
You came in, I just met him off the train this morning, right? And he just went, I'm just walking down the Oxford Road now. The old Oxford Road? It's called Oxford Road, mate. Not the old.
Yeah, but to me, it was quite an important road in my past because I used to go to a university up here years and years ago. Well, so
what year was that?
1980-something.
Right, okay.
So, yeah, a long time ago, beginning of the 80s.
We were having a joke before, weren't we, about how UMIST had all the good gigs. So, well, back then, as in all the prog, all the science students had all the prog rock gigs.
Well, yeah, there lies the discussion as to who had the good gigs.
Yeah.
We had things like the Au Pairs and things like that.
The Au Pairs,
Pair Ubu,
I love, yeah. But the Au Pairs, that'll be one for Mr. Riley, won't it? That Mark, right? Yeah. Mark will know that stuff.
Absolutely.
Full show. Okay, right, well, look, golly, right, me and you have been hanging out now for about the last year and a half, I guess. We met, go on, would you like to explain how we met and where?
Yeah, I wanted to get in touch with you because, being a filmmaker, that's what I do, and I'd finished a long-term project with the band Gorillaz, and the film came out, it was called Bananas, and I wanted to do something else that didn't take as long as that project, because that took about 7 or 8 years to complete, and it was one of those things. I've been off bird watching accidentally, as it were. I was away on the Scilly Isles with my wife on holiday, and I saw this bird in a tree. I had no idea what it was, and my wife and I were standing there looking at it going, oh, that's pretty, what is it? Don't know, not a sparrow. Anyway, within a few minutes we were barged out of the way by about 30 adults with binoculars, tripods, lenses, cameras, and going, it's over here, it's over here. And I'm sort of going, what is it, what's going on? And we barged out of the way, go, this is all a bit weird, and we went back to our hotel and met some people in the evening who explained that what had happened was a group of Twitchers had been there because there was a...
On the area.
Were descended upon me and my missus, actually, and it was a black pole warbler, which was a very rare American migrant. Now, I didn't know anything about birds, but the long and the short of it was, I thought, oh, this could be a nice little half-minute comedy doc about the great British pastime of bird watching and how strange and perhaps ridiculous
how peculiar it is.
Yeah, and of course, it didn't take me long for picking up my camera to going out and filming and suddenly becoming more and more entranced with the things that they were watching, the creatures they were watching. And so I started looking at birds and realizing what an effect they've had on so many people through time, whether it be musicians, writers, artists, scientists, conservationists. I thought it could be quite an interesting documentary, actually, to explore how they affect us.
It's so succinct in the title, really, the bird effect. You know, it's just imagining, even if you haven't, not even a casual interest in what's in your garden, if you didn't hear those things tweeting in the morning, you would, you know, imagine if it was just that silence without any birds. It would just affect humans, I think, in such a weird way. You know, you just wouldn't be out of pin. It'd be way horrible. I can't imagine it because I'm a kind of, you know, I'm into them, but yeah, it's just but it's become so much more than your little peculiar, oh, isn't it, aren't these sort of, you know, aren't these English eccentrics who, you know, will.
Yeah, I mean, I also think you hit on something really interesting there in the fact that what would it be like without this bird song around us? And you know, I don't really remember bird song until I got interested in birds themselves.
Right.
And now I hear them everywhere. And I just think, you know, I must have been listening in mono for so many years of my life, if you know what I mean.
Right,
because they are everywhere around you. Any street you walk down, whether it's the Oxford Road.
The Oxford.
Or another street anywhere. The birds are everywhere. But so, yeah, I mean, the film took me to explore a lot of work that conservationists are doing once I'd heard Margaret Atwood, the writer, talk about the problems for birds. And I was thinking, oh, that's not good news.
It's just widened out so much, hasn't it? I mean, I'm involved with it with you. Well, you know, we kind of hung out. I mean, the first time I met you was in a forest in Powys in Herefordshire.
You had to say to your wife that you're going to meet a bloke called Kerry in a forest in Herefordshire.
Yeah, here we go. Is that what sort of dogging in a forest in Powys? What's all that about, Jimmy? You know what I mean? So, no. Yeah. Anyway, yes, we met and, you know, we got talking about the film and maybe possibility of maybe me doing, well, I probably pushed myself forward to do the music because I've always been, had a dream or, you know, desire to do some kind of film soundtrack and stuff like that. So I started sending you bits and bobs and, we got to be really firm friends, man. And so we're also involved together. I'll tell you a little. We're going to play some more music. You know, in fact, I might give something away here if that's okay. I'm going to play you, if I may, the demo which started off this whole thing. Kerry's film's called The Bird Effect, and I'm privileged to be part of it. And I did this demo of a piece of music, and it just seems to fit it. And, you know, I'll tell you more about what we've been up to after it. If you don't mind, I'm going to play it now. It's called The Bird Effect. Yeah, that's The Bird Effect, hopefully the main theme from the film. Go on, Kerry.
What I love about that, I mean, for me, when you were sending me ideas and thoughts, then suddenly this came through my mailbox. And A, I thought it was a really complete piece of music, but B, it sort of, when I put it together just with some random images of birds and things, there was a birdidity about the music.
Birdidity?
Yeah.
That's insane here, man. You've just made up a word, haven't you?
I've done it again.
But he's only gone and done it again, any?
Only down at Oxford Road. But there is something about it. There's
no,
something
it's
about
got
the
that movement.
Movement.
Yes, the movement and stuff in it. And, you know, well, I'm well chuffed with it. You know what I mean?
And that,
that's as far as big, you know, as blowing trumpets are going now.
But, you know... When I heard that, I really knew. I mean, I'd always known anyway by the nature of how our relationship had developed that it was going to work in one way or another. And when that came through the mailbox, I just knew this was perfect. And it sort of really fitted in. I think then we talked about it because it's always hard to know how people want to handle a relationship when you're doing things creatively. And from the film I developed with some friends of mine at a company called Good Pilot, Chris Aldhouse and his team, this idea to help conservation called Ghosts of Gone Birds.
This is another strand now, isn't it? Another avenue that's opened up, which is fascinating. Go on.
Well, that's right. It was an idea that we had to sort of breathe life back into extinct species and to raise awareness about the problems of extinction. So we approached it, and also this was born out of the thought that there's an NGO called BirdLife International, and they are in charge of looking after the birds across the world.
Yeah.
And they have this program called the Preventing Extinctions Program, run by Jim Lawrence. And I wanted to do something to support that, and so did Chris, and so did you, and so did everyone who got involved, and spread the word that there's an awful lot of birds who've got trouble in the world at the moment and need help. And we wanted to do something that wasn't sort of A, shaking cans and begging for money, and B, not being all worthy. So we thought creatively it would be great to get artists to take an extinct species, to come up with a representation
choice,
of them
and
to breathe life back into them.
Yeah.
And consequently, we've got all sorts of people from Sir Peter Blake through to Rob Ryan, through to Billy Childish, through to Jamie Hewlett, through to Ollie and Susie. The list goes on. Yeah, we've got about 70 artists on board.
Ralph Steadman, you exhibited it last week in Liverpool at the School of Art and Design, didn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And the great thing about that was for us, you know, it's this idea that we're building a creative army for conservation. But for me, that one of the highlights of that whole experience was getting you to come along, and this was your suggestion as well, to play live with an orchestra.
Yeah, well, I'm having a ball with it. It's really, really, it's fascinating. You know, it's fantastic. You know, I got some great players from the Royal Northern School of Music in Manchester. You know, I'm not a pop composer anymore. I write pieces now, not tracks.
He's got very nice round pieces. Glasses on as well.
You know, so one is a composer now, not just a rock musician, okay? Just to clear it up.
Absolutely, well cleared.
No, so I've got loads of players from the Royal Northern, you know, I mean, it's a legendary place anyway, great, great school. And they very kindly played a string quartet and trombones and trumpets and baritone saxes and pianos. And, you know, we you know, there was lots of talks about conservation, and obviously all the great artwork was there last week in the pool. And then we rounded it up with an 11-minute version of what you've just heard. So, you know, it's
with the film behind it.
And with the film, with the film from you behind it. And, you know, but it's just a really interesting way, isn't it, of highlighting, like you said, it's not too worthy, not too... You know, it's not too dry. It's very.
I mean, how does it feel to you, having come up with sort of the demo, and then suddenly find yourself in this situation where you've got all these musicians?
We just keep chuckling, don't we? Yeah. Where it's taking us, you know, just our sort of interest in nature and everything, and
I loved it at the end of the night when there was you, me, and a couple of the other musicians all rolling up the cables and the wires and everything ourselves, and it's very much hands on, and it's very much
I haven't packed my own guitar case since I was about... No, I'm only joking.
You've done it a lot in the last couple of weeks.
Nah, I do it all the time with our road crew. They're useless, mate. Anyway, okay. Kerry Mann, lovely to speak to you.
And you.
Okay, next up is a track called Ancestors by Gonja Sufi. And it's killer, and it's on Warp Records.
Ancestors. my ear. Cause I can't take the pressure, it's greater than you. All my skin and flesh, I'm so ashamed. When I finally get there, will you know my name? Feel like ice to the snow chain. Feel like my life with the price of fame. Ancestors, cold as pain. Help I and I on this coldest train. To become that hot cold deep within the dirt. To become that charcoal that knew its worth. To become that diamond inside the church. Yeah. Ancestors, take our hands.
This is BBC Radio
6 Music.
Oh,
That was a Danube incident by Lalo Schifrin. Next up is, I've not yet seen this film, Norwegian Wood, but I heard it on this this good radio station a couple of weeks back. It's Johnny Greenwood's soundtrack to Norwegian Wood, and it's called Mal Sukoshi Jaibun no Koto Kinchito. Yeah, right. Just wonderful, from the soundtrack of Norwegian Wood by Johnny Greenwood. And this is Abdul Abrim, aka Dollar Brand.
Mm-hmm. Coming to you from the Six Music Turret of the Big British Castle. All we're doing is trying to brighten your day through the medium of song. There's not going to be anything too complicated. It's lovely to be in your ears. How are they today? Lauren Laverne. Bursting in and making violent radio love.
Oh dear. Weekday mornings from 10.
I would love it if you could join me.
BBC Six Music.
Yeah.
That's Ernst Reisiger from the soundtrack of Requiem for a Dying Planet, Liberi Mi Domine. All it remains for me to do really is thank you ever so much for listening to Guy's Finest Hour, me standing in for him. Nice one, Guy, God bless you. Okay, this is the last kind of, I'm going to, you know, I've kind of mellowed it out now, but all it remains for me is to say a Walton good night and then leave you with Chopin. I'm dead sophisticated, me, aren't I? God bless you all, and see you again. Bye-bye.
Everybody quiet down now and get some sleep.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, Mama. Good night, Ben.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, Mama.
Good night, Daddy.
Good night, children.
Good night, Daddy.
Good night, Elizabeth.
Good night, John Boy. Good night, Jim Bob. Good night, Jim Bob.
Good night, Jim Bob.
What's going on? I was asleep. What's everybody doing?
Good night, Jim Bob.
Good night, sleep.
Thank you.